You're listening to Consider This, episode 216, for the 11th of June, 2018.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are. This is a summons to appear before conservative commentary in 10 minutes or less. This is Consider This, and I'm Doug Payton, going through the jury pool and picking all of you. If you want to speak on your behalf, the website is considerthis.ctpodcasting.com. There you'll find all the ways you can make an appeal to me. That is, get your voice heard on this show. That's CT as in court transcript. The Supreme Court win for Jack Phillips and Masterpiece Cake Shop, the successes of the Trump administration that you might not have heard about, and Bill Clinton's failed Me Too moment. Those are the topics, so let's get right to them. From the Who, Me Too department, comes this from NBC News. Former President Bill Clinton says that even in light of the Me Too movement, he would not have approached how he dealt with Monica Lewinsky any different, and acknowledged that 20 years after their relationship made headlines, he's still never apologized privately to the former intern. He responded, "No, I do not," when he was asked whether he owed Lewinsky an apology.
What else can I add to that? He also claims that he was the victim. This man is either still in denial or still as stubborn as ever, though this is something that his enablers were completely blind to, intentionally or otherwise. Good news on the religious freedom front. Jack Phillips of the Masterpiece Cake Shop won his case at the Supreme Court 7-2. Here are a few thoughts I have on that. Some headlines called this a narrow victory, but they were referring to the ruling itself, not the vote. The justices said that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed an impermissible hostility toward religion when it found that Jack Phillips violated the state's anti-discrimination law. They said the commission violated Phillips' religious rights under the First Amendment. Phillips himself has noted, and Justice Kennedy concurred, that the commission regularly allowed other bakers to refuse to create cakes for views and opinions they did not agree with, at least three other times. And Phillips supported that. All he was asking for was equal consideration. But free speech, for the left, only means freedom for those they agree with. Their brand of tolerance is a one-way street. Justice Ginsburg said this in her dissent, quote, "I see no reason why the comments of one or two commissioners should be taken to overcome Phillips's refusal to sell a wedding cake to Craig and Mullins," close quote. She's referring to especially one comment where a commissioner said that freedom of religion had been used to, quote, "justify all kinds of discrimination throughout history," close quote, including slavery and the Holocaust, which I guess means that it should never be permitted ever again. Good thing the freedom of speech has never been misused, hmm? And FYI to her honor, no one on that commission disavowed those remarks. Ms. Ginsburg apparently missed the information that Kennedy clearly heard, that this was about the inconsistent history of the commission and not just one specific hearing. For some, the question remains, though, if the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had been polite to Phillips, would they still have been able to turn him down with no ramifications? Personally, I don't think they would have, given the history. Again, it's about the consistent application of principles, and they were clearly inconsistent. What the Supremes did not do was issue a definitive ruling on the circumstances under which people can seek exemptions from anti-discrimination laws based on their religious views. It didn't address some of the broader claims raised in the case, including whether baking a cake is a kind of expressive act protected by the First Amendment. In that sense, it was a narrow ruling. This is why my joy over a 7-2 vote, which included Breyer and Kagan, is tempered. If the larger issues were included, I'm inclined to think they'd have voted the other way, but we'll see. There are other similar cases working their way up, and we could get rulings on the broader issues sooner rather than later. But there is in the ruling a notice that states must indeed make tolerance a two-way street. David French, writing at the National Review and linked to in the show notes, puts it this way.
Civil rights commissions now have to understand that restrictions on religious bakers will carry with them the same implied restrictions on secular bakers. And the protections given gay customers will extend on an equal basis to religious customers. In other words, the court not only prohibited favoritism, it imposed a high cost on censorship.
If anyone tries to tell you that Phillips was discriminating against gays, ask them this. If the Westboro Baptist Church had gone to him and asked him to create a cake that said, God hates gays, should he be allowed to refuse to do it, based solely on his religious belief that God doesn't hate them? Then just step back and watch their heads explode. It's not over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said. There are still issues to be decided that the justices punted on, but this is certainly good news. The White House released a list of 60 promises that President Trump has kept in his first 500 days in office. Most of the items are simply reporting statistics that show how good things have been going. There are more objective milestones mentioned than there are subjective goals. There are things like manufacturing employment standing at its highest level since December 2008. Construction employment standing at its highest level since June 2008. Consumer confidence is at record highs. Unemployment is at record lows. Tax cuts for workers and businesses. Moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Things like that. Some are promises kept. Some are just good things, like the release of 17 Americans held overseas in places like Venezuela and North Korea. Now, you might disagree with how good some of those items might be, but there's no denying he's been getting a lot done. The media have not reported much on this as of the time I wrote this script. Either they're trying to poke holes in it and are finding it time-consuming, or they're too busy with Russia, Russia, Russia. Whatever the reason, that's why I'm mentioning it here. There's a link in the show notes, and one on the Facebook page, to the entire list. It might be worth it to spread it around and make sure people are getting the whole story. So what do you think? I'm hearing a lot of people make their pronouncements on Jack Phillips that lead me to believe that they don't have the whole story. I had one guy who disagreed with the ruling tell me that people have a right to sell what they sell and they can't pick and choose who buys it, but then he said that if you don't make offensive t-shirts or KKK cakes, no one can force you to. I explained to him that this is exactly what Phillips does. Sells off the rack, so to speak, to anyone, but won't be forced to custom design something offensive to him. So clearly, there's a lot of misinformed or poorly informed opinion out there. What have you heard? And if you disagree with the ruling, let me know what you think the right balance between same-sex marriage and religious rights should be. Email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Call me at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Or just hit the website, considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, and find all the ways to get in touch with me. There's also a transcript there and links to the articles I referred to while putting this episode together, especially that one with Trump's accomplishments. You are now released from the jury pool. Thank you for your service. But just keep an eye in the mail for the next time you may need to consider this.